The story of Dr. Ben Carson running for president is intriguing from a Christian conservative perspective. He has no experience as a politician that I know of, and yet he's doing very well. John Philip Sousa IV is in charge of the 2016 committee, which is geared up towards promoting Dr. Carson for president. He rejoins us on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and of course, we don't endorse any particular candidates, but it's an intriguing discussion. So, John, welcome back to the program.
I'm thrilled to be with you again. Thanks so much for the invite.
Sure. Now, recently, in fact, since we have last talked, there have been very interesting stories where Dr. Carson has almost, in a sense, been a lightning rod for some of the criticisms against him. But a lot of it has to do with, if you really understand the issues, you understand exactly where he's coming from. So, for example, he was misunderstood in what he said about Muslims and the possibility of a Muslim becoming president. Can you explain and clarify Dr. Carson on that point?
Well, sure. And you know, if the media would just not be quite so quick to jump on this man and let him kind of finish a sentence, it would be very clear to everyone what Dr. Carson was saying. He's not opposed to a Muslim sitting in the Oval Office. He is, however, opposed to a Muslim who believes in Sharia law. He believes there's an incredible conflict between Sharia law and our Constitution. And anyone who understands Sharia law would not want it in the United States of America.
So the key really is Sharia law on that point.
Of course.
All right. How
of
about,
course.
Okay, what about Ben Carson and the issue of same-sex marriage?
Well, listen, Dr. Carson is very firm on this, just as he is on pro-life. He believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. That has always been his position, unlike Hillary and lots of other folks. He has not flip-flopped on this. He believes in the Bible and what the Bible says about marriage if I know Dr. Carson, he's going to stick with it all the way through.
Okay, so what does this mean in light of the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of, by the very slim margin, ruling in favor of same-sex marriage?
Well, I'm not sure politics and religion necessarily always go together. And Dr. Carson and you or me or whoever can have our own beliefs that marriage ought to be between a man and a woman. With that being said, because of the Supreme Court decision, Dr. Carson is not going to, ban marriages between a man and a woman. He will abide by the law.
I think you mean a man and a man.
I'm sorry, a man and a man. That doesn't change his personal opinion.
Okay, but see, now, certainly some conservatives would jump in and say, wait a minute now, just because the Supreme Court said it doesn't necessarily make that the law of the land. In fact, it's not just, gadfly conservatives here and there that are saying this kind of thing, like the lady that was thrown in jail in Kentucky. Recently, right. A consortium of legal scholars, conservative scholars, have spoken out and issued a statement about this, saying that the particulars in that decision by the Supreme Court should apply just to those men or those couples involved in that particular case, but shouldn't apply to the rest of the country. And to say otherwise is actually going against the tradition of Madison and Abraham Lincoln in particular. They have a whole thing about Abraham Lincoln. I wrote about this recently. Robert George of Princeton is the one leading the charge in this particular statement. So let me ask this as far as Dr. Ben Carson. What has he said or what does he feel as far as justices to the U.S. Supreme Court? What kind of people would he appoint?
Oh, he would appoint, I believe, very conservative believers who would have a basis of opinion based on our Constitution, based on our country being a Christian Judeo country, and based on the law. I can't imagine he would appoint Supreme Court justices other than that.
Well, it's interesting, in reference to the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage, he even apparently recently spoke out against Congress not doing their part to rein in a runaway judicial system.
Well, it, you know, in this day and age, anyone can pick a fight with Congress and be absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Our Congress hasn't done a thing for our country recently, and it's a shame. You know, many of us worked very, very hard a couple of years ago to get a majority in the Senate and in the House, and, you know, with full expectation that we'd see some real changes and some real challenges to the president. I haven't seen that.
What about the issue of immigration?
Well, Dr. Carson, I think, has laid out a pretty comprehensive plan on immigration. If you are in the United States illegally, then Dr. Carson would give you the opportunity to apply for a worker's permit, a work permit, which would allow you to work and earn money and pay taxes in the United States. It would not, and I want to emphasize not, put you the head of the line for getting citizenship. If you want citizenship, you get in line with everyone else who is legally applying for U.S. citizenship. Dr. Carson, you know, really wants the best of the best of immigrants in this country. And we need workers, but they have to be legal. And let's get them out of, you know, as the too beat up expression goes, get the illegals out of the shadows, get them worker permits. And by the way, if you're illegally and you don't have a job or the capability of getting one, you don't get to stay. We want workers. And I think Dr. Carson is also taking a hard look at legal immigration. And making sure that we are allowing into our country the kinds of people that we want to help make our country a better and better United States of America.
How about the issue of welfare reform?
Welfare reform, you know, the pundits on the left will say, don't vote for Dr. Carson. He's going to rip away all your welfare and your Section 8 housing and your food stamps. And quite frankly, nothing could be further from the truth. Dr. Carson wants everybody who can to work. And Dr. Carson believes that government has a place in helping you get established. Does that mean a new suit for you to go on an interview? Does it mean daycare for your kids? Does it mean more training? Whatever it means, he believes that the government has a responsibility to help those people so that they end up gainfully employed off of welfare, off of Section 8, off of food stamps, and the vast number of other programs that people are living off today.
Well, right now they say that this estimate is that about 46 million Americans are on food stamps. That's a pretty high number. I mean, if you round that out, that's about one out of six Americans.
This is the United States of America. This is obscene. 46 million people being on food stamps is absolutely appalling. And do you know we've got members of our military on food stamps? Why? Because we're not paying them. Obama has purposely, I believe, built up a society of part-time jobs. Well, if you have a part-time job working at Mickey D's or the local dry cleaner, guess what? You're going to be eligible for food stamps. And that's not the kind of jobs that our country needs. We need full-time jobs where people can be proud of what they're doing. They can work a 9-to-5 or the second shift or the late night shift and come home and feel like they've accomplished something, have a good paycheck, and be able to support their family and grow out of the inner cities, grow out of the ghettos, and improve their lives so that when their kids, when they have kids, it's a better place for their kids. Mm. This may be the first generation ever where the kids will come into a world, into an America that's worse off than when the parents were children.
Hmm. Well, continuing with the same theme on related to economics, it's estimated that at least 92 million able-bodied potential people who could work are not in the workforce. 92 million. I've seen other estimates where it's 94 million, and then maybe one even said 102 million. But anyway, you're still talking about lots of people, tens of millions of people.
Even if it's 50 million, that's just way too many. And the reason is they've given up. The current administration has done absolutely nothing to develop our economy, to develop good full-time jobs. You and your listeners know as well as I do, millions and millions of people have simply shrugged their shoulders and given up, and retired early or are working for a few bucks under the table, or whatever. And it's terrible. I'm switching subjects a little, but it's almost no different than how Obama has chased out really quality admirals and generals and captains and commanders out of our military. Mm-hmm. Why? Because these are people that didn't agree with his beliefs. And so now we have a military fundamentally made up of yes people. While there are incredibly talented former military folks that have taken early retirement and are sitting on the sidelines because they can't work for a guy who wants to disband our military. And by the way, those folks are included in the numbers.
Why is Dr. Ben Carson doing so well?
I think there's a few reasons that kind of all get wrapped up into the package that is Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson is not a politician. Dr. Ben Carson is honest. If Dr. Carson tells you something, you can take it to the bank. Dr. Carson believes in common sense. Dr. Carson is a man of God. Dr. Carson believes in our Constitution and that fundamentally our Constitution should be the radar that guides our country forward. And I think the people are tired of professional politicians who stand up and they give you 3 minutes of old, worn-out sound bites, promises all over the place, and at the end of the day, don't deliver on any of it. And as people get to know Dr. Carson, they're realizing that this is a man that the American people can trust. If you look at the favorability ratings of all of the people, dozens and dozens of people running for president this year, Dr. Carson has the highest favorability. Hmm. And the reason is because he's not a politician and he's honest and he believes in common sense and he hates political correctness and he's going to tell it like it is.
Hmm. And he's written a book with his wife, Candy. The name of the book is A More Perfect Union, What We the People Can Do to Reclaim Our Constitutional Liberties. I guess 2016 committee dot something for more information.
Dot com.
Okay, John Philip Sousa IV, thank you so much for being with us. And you've even written a book, haven't you? What's the name of that book?
RX for America.
RX for America. Okay. And you are the, we've discussed this before, but you're the great-great-grandson of the guy who wrote The Stars and Stripes Forever. right?
Yeah, he was my great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
And Stars and Stripes Forever was one of 137 marches and
wow.
500 other pieces that he wrote.
Wow, that's terrific. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Committee.
A real pleasure.
That's 2016committee.com for more information. All right, bye-bye now. All the best.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.